This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis21 and use code MadeForThis21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. One of my favorite things at the end of each season we do is just a highlights, like the best of this entire season, all the best moments that made me go, oh, like that episode was for me. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. But truly, Jenny and I were talking about how this season has just been really impactful for us personally, but also have just heard from so many of you that some of the things we've talked about have just hit a little deeper than usual. So we have so much more to explore on these topics. We're excited to come back in early February with a new season and a bunch of other really cool stuff coming in 2023 that we want you to be a part of. But really right now, we just want to say thank you so much for being a part of the Made for This family. We hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we cannot wait to see you in 2023.
When we try to be selfless and never think about ourselves, we will live with insecurity, because most often the way that we deal with our insecurity is to notice our insecurity, right? To notice, you know what? I wonder why that made me feel comparison with her. I wonder why I'm feeling that way. And then what God wants us to do, what the biblical view is then we confess, we say the truth about our thoughts and our feelings to God. But we have to be aware, we have to notice those thoughts and feelings to be able to take them to God. So the very thing which is most commanded throughout the New Testament, which is confess, repent, turn, you have to know what to confess. You got to know yourself. You got to be self-aware enough to even be able to say to God, I'm jealous. I'm angry. I'm fearful. I'm hopeless. You have to know that you're feeling those things.
We have denied the theology of the fall in Genesis 3. Mm. That when Adam fell, all of his faculties fell. Mm. And he couldn't do everything all the time for everybody. And we now live, even though we're new creatures in Christ, we still have that fallen body. We still have a fallen mind. We still have fallen emotions. And for the first time, I recognize that as a pastor, when I thought of self-care before, I thought it was selfish. All I did was think about everybody else. I thought about pastoring them. And so the last thing that I would think of doing is Sabbathing well and taking care of myself. And what that was, my sin was, is that it was the denial of the theology of the fall.
Where we're wounded, where we have some of these memories, is where we're the most tender. And it's also where we can be the most tempted to act out, to miss the mark, right? So if you're not in touch with the fact that, you know, I have this part of me that can get really angry, let's say, if I'm not in touch with that part of me, I can act out of it in ways that aren't healthy and harbor bitterness in my soul. But once I realize it and get curious about it and bring it, you know, out into the light before God, I can steward it. I can lead it. So yes, it is a little more work. We have to pay attention to ourselves. And I think a lot about, as Christians, we're like God and others. And it's like, there is that self part of Jesus's commandment. We do have to learn to honor this relationship with ourselves, both our wounds and areas where we might miss the mark. And often those are intimately linked, because if we haven't dealt with our wounds, that's where we're going to go numb in ways we shouldn't numb. That's where we're going to go lash out or pursue workaholism or the things that we should do. Our wounds are really critical to our health.
I just see God in full color. I still deal, you know, the physical healing from
a very busted up nervous system is going, I'm in the middle of it now. Like it takes a long time, but the spiritual change and cleansing and restructuring, reshaping far outweighs anything that I thought was going to get better. And so for that, it is life changing. And I don't think I'll ever be the same. And I have a very sober reality that I live in a broken body that might need help again. It might need help the rest of my life. I didn't see that, like, the tools that God had given me, God gives us, they're there for our good, for our wholeness, and that the Holy Spirit, I would wake up and it was like, I just asked today, like, what do you want me to do today? And just listen. And it was just incredible to hear God's voice so clearly.
Can you imagine Jesus saying to the disciples, and here's your list of responsibilities and expectations? He never does that to people. He's saying, you have the ability to respond to my invitation. Will you say yes or no? And what are we supposed to expect? King David says it in Psalm 27. He says, expect the Lord. What are your expectations when you go into this scenario and this Muslim context? We expect the Lord. What's your expectations? We expect the Lord. And when you're reading through scripture and he's challenging Gideon and Moses and all these ones, and they all say the same thing. We're not capable. We're not old enough. The idea doesn't make any sense. You don't know who Pharaoh is. You don't know who I am. This is the typical way humans respond to God in his invitation. And his answer is always, am I not going to be with you?
I always encourage people, take steps, not leaps. We don't want to leap to the extreme of a goodbye. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge reality. And if someone is consistently bringing zero responsibility into a situation, not because they made a mistake, we all make mistakes and there's grace for mistakes. But if they're not just making a mistake, they are repeating a pattern of behavior that has shifted the relationship from difficult to destructive. If they're bringing zero responsibility, we need to consider zero access, and we don't need to do it alone. We need to have wise people around us. Again, taking steps, not leaps. But if you're in a destructive relationship, you're not walking away, you're accepting reality. And mental health is a commitment to reality at all cost. It's for your sake and honestly their sake as well, that maybe a separation needs to happen. Sometimes separations are for a season, sometimes they're forever, but the Holy Spirit can help us navigate that.
'23 is around the corner, and I already know that HelloFresh has my back when it comes to easy, healthy, quick meal prep. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, even has festive eats selections available. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis21 and use code madeforthis21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. Right now, it is the season for saving money wherever we can. Am I right? And HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Everything that is going on in the holidays, HelloFresh has meals just for that reason. As your calendar starts to fill up, you can count on HelloFresh to get you some of your free time back by making cooking simple and quick. So each recipe has pre-proportioned ingredients that come right to your door, and you can skip the grocery store and a lot of the prep. You can customize your meals, you can swap your proteins, you can choose your sides, you can upgrade proteins. We love HelloFresh, and we love that the ingredients travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days, so they're always fresh. I'm telling you, I am still thinking about the most recent meal. It was like a steak with chimichurri sauce and delicata squash with a ricotta spread and honey drizzle and Brussels sprouts. Like, it was so beyond what I could have come up with my own creativity. And yet it was so easy, so delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis21 and use code madeforthis21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping.
Sometimes our bodies, if we don't listen to them, we will pay the price. We will get worse. We will get sicker. And eventually our body's screaming at us and we finally listen. What I try to help people to think of is you don't have to wait until your body's falling apart to discern that. Right from the beginning, you know that as a gift, you are meant to nurture this body. It's not meant to be something that you control. I mean, you can take advantage of various sources of health care that are available in our society. One must be careful that you don't just let the forces of healthcare that you submit your body to deviate from a biblical view that it's a gift. It's not a mechanical thing you can just take in like a car and repair, that sometimes there are limitations that cannot be fixed, but that sometimes God, and this is crucial for us to understand, is that God often speaks to us through the limitations of our body. In other words, he speaks to us through the strengths that we have. But we fail to recognize that in American culture especially, is that often God speaks to us through the limitations that we have in order to nurture the spiritual life that is meant to flourish.
Boundaries are not primarily about other people at all. They come out of the life where I know who I am before God. I know the talents, I know the blind spots, I know the areas of woundedness, and therefore I do need to set guardrails in my life. So those guardrails are about protecting the beautiful soul that I want to become. They're very rarely about anybody else. Now, when I know where my areas of woundedness are, and I know the person that's going to trample on that, yeah, I'm going to put a guardrail up there to keep myself healthy, not to punish them, not to discard them, but to say, oh, this is painful, but I can't stay healthy and to the things I need to stay healthy on and also do that or be there. Boundaries actually start with yes. What am I saying yes to? What am I moving toward? What is God calling me to? And then those boundaries become those guardrails so that I stay healthy.
I believe God cares about our bodies, our minds, our relationships. I believe he cares about every single one of you in your state of feeling stuck, of feeling depressed, of looking for answers and hope and you can't find them. And I believe he gives help through the scripture and through the brilliance of doctors. In fact, scripture tells us that every good gift comes from the Father of the heavenly lights, that this is a God who produces good things. And if it's good, it has come from God. And if it is helpful, it has come from God. And rather than viewing things as worldly and spiritual, we need to view things as helpful and from God, because God gives lots of physical gifts, including our bodies on earth for our good. And it's not unspiritual to take medicine that has been brought about into being by wise doctors that are smart and that God has given wisdom and insight into how to help the fallenness and brokenness of our body.
I got into a counselor that I'd heard good things about who was specialized in trauma training. And as soon as I met with her and told her my story, she was like, you are the perfect candidate for trauma therapy. I mean, just what your brain does because of trauma and how it reroutes in not good ways sometimes. And what had been happening was my brain had been rerouting through this trauma and I just needed to reset it. And I believe in the Holy Spirit working through counseling. I truly believe that. And so I was like, okay, I'm all in, because I need the Holy Spirit. And I also need some professional guidance in how to feel like myself again.
Ask God, what do you want me to know about whatever it is that's troubling you? What do you want me to know about my fear? People come up to me and say, you know, this is going on in my life. And I'll say, how does that make you feel? That's going on in you. How does it make you feel? Forget that what's going on. How does it make you feel? It makes me feel afraid. God wants to deal with your fear before everything else. He wants to take away that fear, because once the fear is gone, the real you can engage God. Mm. The fear prevents the real you from being open and free with the Lord. It separates you from God. Fear is pointing to the deepest lie you believe about God or yourself or another. My fear is that God has abandoned me. Okay, we got to deal with that right now. My fear is that God is either unable or unwilling to help. We need to deal with that right now, because that's what the Lord wants to remove, that. Once that's out of the way, oh my gosh, it's so much more beautiful embracing even suffering for the joy set before him. He endured the cross. Why? Because his fear was gone. His fear of death was gone. His fear of separation was gone. And joy led him forward into the cross. And that's what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to move in joy, not in fear.
This year, we started a new community just for Made for This listeners called Made for This Plus. You guys, it's like a whole podcast of Jenny's episodes, teachings, notes straight to you. Like, it's all the audio that you can't find anywhere else. We're going to do some really cool stuff in 2023. It's coming. Like, hint, hint, maybe a Bible study with Jenny on Made for This Plus. So you don't want to miss it. It's only $6 a month and you get a brand new podcast feed. Whatever player you like to listen to the show, it adds it right into your feed. And we are constantly uploading new pieces of audio that we know you guys will love. So make sure you subscribe. You can even gift Made for This Plus. So if you go to jennyallen.com, at the top of the screen, you can click join Made for This Plus, put all your info in, and you'll get step-by-step instructions on how to load it into your podcast feed. Made for This Plus is going to be where Jenny goes even deeper into some topics that she is studying, thinking about in the new year for some new projects. So you don't want to miss it. Come join us over there, jennyallen.com, and click the button join Made for This Plus.